Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well. I remember my last podcast, I did a podcast on Sunday, and if you're on the list, you probably got it, and then it wouldn't load. Like, I recorded a whole show. So, but I think this is a better show to do. Welcome. I'm Amy Yancey of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And the title of this podcast, What is Enough? And if you're new, I talk a lot about law of attraction, manifestation, all goal setting, self-love, spirituality, intuition. That's my jam. And so, of course, I get on this podcast and then the cat comes over. And so I sent an email, much longer email, to my list, my client list today. And it was all about this concept, what is enough? And I want to credit where this started to get going for me. I didn't even watch the whole video. I just heard it, and then I start talking to my friend about it. But I was watching a video, Amanda Francis, and she was talking about, I want to say she might have even been talking about body image. And she said, well, what is enough? And I thought, whoa, how empowering. Because so many of us have a goal in mind, and we never, and we're pursuing it, we're going for it, and we never fully stop to ask ourselves, is this enough for me? And it works both ways. You might need to, and this is something I've been talking about a lot anyway, is that what is actually enough? And not just when it comes to the goal, but the steps and actions you take to achieve that goal. What is enough? So let's take, for example, weight loss. Clearly, there are a gazillion, like literally, I think if gazillion was an actual number, it's that many weight loss books in the world and programs and routines and probably bloggers. So there are a multitude of ways to lose weight, right? And you just have to find what's right for you, okay? So I believe that if that is a goal of yours, it's probably been a goal of yours for a long time. You've probably been in this dance with weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss. And you've probably read lots of books, taken a program, been a part of a program, joined a gym, worked out with a trainer, watched videos about it. You've done quite a bit around weight loss. I know I have. And so have you ever thought to ask yourself what would be enough for you to achieve the result that you want? Here's my belief. You've done all this research, so you've programmed your intellect with lots of information about weight loss. Now when you connect that to your intuition, what would be enough? And I don't think it's nearly as much as we say. If we really go into our heart center, like if I'm having an intellectual discussion about weight loss, I would say, well, you know, it's this. And then this, and you know, I got to hit the gym, and this and that. I wouldn't say hit the gym because I don't like gyms, but I would rattle off a whole bunch of things. And I might tell you in there some things I've discovered that actually work, that worked well for me. And then it might be some stuff that, you know, I think might work, but I've never fully engaged it full out. And this show is not just about weight loss, but it's about this topic of what is enough. And then, but if I really tune into my heart, okay, what size do I actually want to be? So we start there. Tune into your heart. And, I just took a program where the leader of the program was talking about tune into your heart. I think she was making it a little too intellectual. It's a feeling space. It's an intuitive knowing. It's that, oh, yeah. It's that's your intuition, really. So when I say tune into your heart, I really mean just tune into your freaking intuition. It's within you. And it's stepping away from all the shoulds and the shame and the guilt. And if I don't do it like this, the perfectionism, the thrash, thrash, thrash that we do with ourselves. When we step away from that, what's left? Who do you really want to be? Like, before I got on this program, I you know, when I first started having this conversation this weekend about what is enough, this concept of what is enough and really going within to discover what that is, I was talking to my friend, and what I would have told her my actual weight loss goal would be, if we're talking weight loss, it would have been one thing. And today, as I was getting ready for the program, and I did my, you know, in the blog article that I pray you'll read, you can find it on Intuitive Coaching with Amy under blog. I'll post it after this program. And it's typically something I wouldn't share publicly. I just send it to my list. And so, but I feel like this is really crucial, vital, in the moment information. So as I was tuning into what was enough for me, all of a sudden, my weight loss goal changed dramatically. It got a hell of a lot easier. Easier in the sense that, like, I thought it was this one number, and I thought that was, like, you know, not that bad. And then it got, like, even looser. And I was like, this is really what I want. As I tune into myself and what would truly be enough, if I'm looking over my whole lifetime, it would be this. And so everything, so things shifted for me around that. Okay, I know that as I process that and as I sit with that and really think about how to put that into motion, I think the number one thing is going to be dealing with, and this is something I discussed in the article, is getting over all the programming that tells me I need to want something smaller, right? Or I need to be doing weight loss in this way, right? We see this a lot around money. Now, on the flip side, when I tune into my heart center about money, the goal I set at the beginning of the year for myself, well, that's peanuts compared to the goal I have now. And it was because I had to tune in and say, what would be enough? Well, for me, and I'm not justifying in any way, shape, or form, but I realized I was playing smaller than the lifestyle I wanted to live. I feel like I need to justify it, but I want to explain to you why it got bigger so you can understand the thought process. This is for your development as well, right? That's why I'm here. It's to serve. So how I realized that the goal I had set at the beginning of the year was way too small is it wasn't going to get me to where I wanted to be. And I have very specific, you know, I live in California. And what it costs to live in California, I'm so good with that price tag. I just want to always make sure that I can meet that price tag, right? And so as I started to look at the lifestyle I truly wanted, I realized, wow, this is a completely different ballgame. I've got to shift my numbers around because it brings me joy. It makes me happy. That's what I want for myself. Now, for other people, it might be the numbers might change, might go lower, you know, I'm explaining it in this way because I want you to look at the fullness of who you are. Thank you, Spirit Guides, because I was like, what am I grasping for? I want you to see the fullness of who you are, not anybody else. I don't care for the first time in my whole life. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I just want to do what I want to do. And I want you to have that same self-agency and same sense of empowerment because it's not being an independent woman. It's about being a spiritual being, having the most amazing human experience you can possibly have. We play too small. Women of color, we play too small. We trapped. We might edge the number up and think, oh, that would be glorious, but it really isn't going to do all the things we want to do. We're really not going to be able to serve in the way we want to serve. We play too small, and now is our time, more than ever, to determine what is enough for you. What do you really want to do? You know, it bugs the fuck out of me, and I'm going to be so clear, when I'm sitting with somebody and they're like, oh, I wish I could do so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm like, figure out how to do it or don't talk about it. You know, and I mean that with so much love and respect. We're here for a purpose. And if you have a desire, it means that it's possible for you. And if you think it's not possible for you, it's because you were programmed as a little one. Probably nobody specifically programmed you. Maybe somebody specifically did program you. But you were programmed to think that you can't have it. Usually it's around self-love. You're not allowed to love yourself. You're not allowed to approve of yourself. You need to get approval from somebody else. Usually if you have a narcissistic parent, it's very prevalent, or an abusive environment, or someone that suffered from some type of, it's really addiction. Yeah, it could be body image addiction. It could be, there's a wide range of addiction, workaholism. If you had a parent like that, you've probably developed this sense of needing approval outside of yourself. You know, I've talked about that a lot in this program. I've talked a lot about self-love for the last, since 2010, 9 freaking years I've been doing this. Next month will be 9 years of doing this podcast. It was called a radio show back in 2010. You have to love yourself, but you weren't taught to do it. Usually because we were raised by people who didn't love themselves either, and they weren't taught to do it. But now we live in a time where we can teach ourselves to love ourselves. Right? And then the next piece to this is, if you grew up in an environment around people or programming, and you see this a lot among women, victimhood. Victimhood. Victimhood is oddly empowering. When you can say, I can't because, oh, the economy. I can't because so-and-so fucked up my life. I can't because of this. I can't because I don't have this education. I can't because of this. But I'll tell you right now, if you decided that there was something that you wanted bad enough, this is bringing up a new point here. You wanted it badly enough, you'd figure it out. I don't care how old you are. You'd figure it out. You would figure it out. You would figure it out. You know, this quote has been circling. It came up, something, probably a Daniel Laporte truth bomb, because I used it as an oracle card. The digital deck. And then another teacher I heard say this. So I know that's my intuition sign that this is a message for me. Would you beg for it? Do you want something so badly that you would beg for it? And then underneath that, do you want that and why do you want it? So recently I was pursuing a particular goal and it didn't manifest. But actually it didn't, because really underneath what I was pursuing was I didn't want to feel a certain way. And I'll tell you, I did not feel that way. You set an intention, you want to create it, you will create it. So if you didn't want to, I didn't want to feel that way. That was really what I was, the intention was, or what I had manifested. And spirit shows up for you every single time. So if we are that freaking powerful, right? We can manifest anything. Go for the highest expression of who you are, what you truly want, what makes you happy, what lights you up, what brings you joy, what makes you feel empowered. And for many of you, you've been in a state of victimhood for so long. And that is not to make you wrong. I know people get uncomfortable when I say victimhood. It's just a way of thinking, right? It's a way of thinking that is the opposite of empowerment. That's it. So don't judge yourself from victimhood. Just create a new way of thinking. It's one of the things I do a lot with my clients because it comes up. If you're not having something that you are wanting, it means that some part of you believes you cannot have it. So then you have to ask yourself, why can't I have it? And 9 times out of 10, many of those beliefs, many of those thoughts, many of those reasons are rooted in the mindset of victimhood. Something outside of me is keeping me from what I want. That's victimhood. So how badly do you want it? Would you beg for it? Would you beg for it? And I you know, now that with manifestation I was working and I got what I wanted, right? I didn't want to feel that way. I got that. And so I stepped back from it, and I was like, okay, I got to take a whole other approach to my game. I got to look at this differently. And I realized I put myself in situations repeatedly where I played small, I played down, I tempered my beliefs, my expectations for life so that I could fit in. And so what I had to do was say, if there's never a friend, a lover, anyone in my life, where do I see myself? Who do I want to be? How do I want to be living and live that way? Because here's the thing. I can make friends wherever, anywhere I go. I can attract a man, but I want one of quality and substance. But first, I have to believe I am worthy of that, right? And so I would say to you, if you're finding that you need approval, that you do things for other people, for how you think other people will perceive you, take some time and say, if it was just me on earth, well, no, let's not do it that way. If it was just you, right? If it was just you, what life would you want to be living? Who would you want to be? What would you... Yeah, you know, I forget to write. Let's say just you on earth. What size would you want to be? Where would you want to be living? What type of work would you want to be doing? What type of money would you like to be making? And be sure to factor in taxes and inflation. Just write that in your manifestation. So you write the number down and you say, and this factors in paying my taxes and inflation. What would you want your net worth to be? What would be enough? What would be enough? And then this is how you go about getting it. Ask yourself the same question. Okay, I want to be this. I want to weigh this. I want to be this size. I want to be this level of fitness. What would be enough for me to achieve that result? What would be enough for me to achieve this result? And when you really tune into the heart and your intuition, oh my God, it opens you wide. You feel a sense of relief. You feel a sense of celebration. You tap into the thing you would beg spirit for. I wouldn't beg spirit to be a size 4, but I would beg spirit to be the healthiest version of myself. Wearing a really good fly outfit and a 1X, I'd be real happy with that. Different vibration. Completely different vibration. Because there's something about me being a size 4 that is saying, I'm disregarding those curves that God blessed me with. I'm disregarding my shape. Now, this is me. This is me giving you my example. You might say, I need to be a 4. That works for me. That feels soulful, Amy. I feel cracked wide open. And go for it. What would you beg? What would you truly, truly, truly stand in the middle of the street on the hottest day, on the busiest street in Los Angeles? What would you get on your knees and beg if you knew you could get it? What would you beg the divine for? Changes everything, right? Changes everything. Now, We've talked a lot about aiming too low. And sometimes we're not even conscious of ourselves aiming too low. And why? Victimhood, lack of self-love, trying to impress, needing approval from other people, all those reasons, we convince ourselves that our low goal is what we want, and then we wonder why we don't get it. It's not. It's not our authentic self. It's the self that we've programmed, you know, made ourselves be over the last however long. But if you were really, really, really high vibing, everything would change. I know somebody's listening to this and they're saying, but Amy, I want this thing. I just want it. And I've been there. I've been there. And look at the reason why you want it. And you'll lie to yourself. We are such good self-liars. We will convince ourselves, yes, I want that man who's not calling me back. Because, Amy, I would get on my knees and say, yes, God, that's the man I want. I would beg for it. But would you really? Would you really? When you step back from it and you realize, oh, he's not calling me back, he hasn't made any type of declaration of being in a committed relationship. Now that I think about it, we have completely different values. But some way, somehow, you stumbled into this belief that having a man is better than that, and it gives you some sense of self-worth. And so you would beg. I don't think anybody really would beg for that man, truly, if they were faced with God and God saying, God wouldn't say that because we're human and we have free will, but let's just say free will out the door momentarily. No, nobody would beg for that man. But in the moment, right, when you're sitting in your bed, maybe listening to this podcast, you're thinking, oh, he hasn't texted me back. I just would love a text back from him. And I've been there. I'm doing this voice because I'm mimicking myself. But really what we want is to feel loved. And if you can start now to convince yourself that you can love yourself in the way that nurtures all those dank nooks and crannies within you, you will be unstoppable. You will be unstoppable. So what is enough? What is enough? Just ask yourself. Pick, look. And if you already know what your goals are and you're in a place of feeling expansive and you're excited and you're working towards a goal, then ask yourself day to day to day, what would be enough? What would be enough to achieve this goal? And then do it. And keep believing that what you want is on the way, even if you haven't seen signs of it. Because that's real manifestation, my friend, is believing and believing and believing, even after you haven't seen any signs. Maybe you got a little crumb here, and you saw a little sign here, and you look, but it's still not there. The fullness of what you want hasn't shown up. It's continuing to believe that it is possible for you. Where this does not work, A, if you're pursuing a goal, like I said, I was pursuing not feeling a certain way, right? I said I was pursuing a financial goal. I just didn't want to feel this way. And so, of course, I didn't hit the financial goal, but Spirit maneuvered my life, so I did not have to feel that feeling. So I got, to me, you know, now from this retrospect, it's like, wow, that was a victory. In the moment, I felt shitty, right? So where this doesn't work is if you're pursuing something, calling it one thing, but it's really something else, very similar to the example I gave you. The other is, of course, free will. You can't really, you know, I'm seeing this on the internet. It's like this big thing. You can manifest a specific person. I think that you can find vibration alignment with whatever you want if you want it badly enough. Will you keep it? That's to be said, particularly with people. In my younger years, I was excellent at manifesting people. They didn't stick around in the capacity that I wanted because what I did was I'd see that person, right? And who cares how they actually behaved or how they treated me? And then I would assign a feeling that I wanted to have from being connected to that person. Of course, that feeling would not be met, right? So, but in just focusing on that person, yeah, you can do it. Will they stick around? And what's your goal in manifesting this person? I've seen a lot on the internet. It's kind of bugging me because you really cannot control another human being. You know, sure, in the confines of relationships, people do wind up in situations where they're psychologically manipulated. But even that becomes a game on both sides. But truly, you can't violate another human being's free will energetically. That's where this doesn't work. So again, violating this manifestation doesn't work when you are thinking about someone's free will and when you are pursuing something and calling it something else, right? So, but outside of that, we pretty much get whatever we want. Like, we really, really do. Again, and I've been in a cycle of pursuing things, saying that they're one thing, but really wanting this thing, right? And so when you refocus on what that thing is, and it might be like, I really just didn't want to feel this negative emotion. Like, that's what I was ultimately pursuing. It might be kind of like that, right? That's not the highest vibe place, but I can sit here and say I didn't feel that. Feel great, right? So aim high. Go for what you want. This is your life. One of my good friends, I love her. She's amazing. But when she goes into manifesting, she gets very victim-y. You know, when she's trying to know what she wants, she goes, but I'm too fat and I'm too old. I hope she's listening to this program right now because I love her with all my heart and soul. And what's being triggered in that moment, if you're one of those people, you go into victimhood when you start looking at goals and what you want to manifest and having what you want, it's because you learn victimhood from somebody, right? To do that, the thoughtful contemplation, heavy lifting that comes with manifesting a goal and being fully in your authentic truth will require that you might not get immediate accolades. Matter of fact, most people are not going to understand you. Most of the people are not even going to like you. When I am really in it, turning a true to my heart manifestation, all of a sudden, like, nobody around me seems to understand what I'm up to. Then once I'm on the other side of it, then I'm like, oh, I see, kind of, yeah. You might get somebody's envy or their jealousy or them telling you you can't do it. You're not going to get instant approval. And that is scary for a lot of people. That's why you have to show up for yourself and be full on in self-approval. And that's why you have to set goals that you really, really fucking want, where you don't care about what other people think. That's what they had to do. I just say, I don't care. This is what I want. I'm working on a particular manifestation right now, and I was looking at, I was acting as if this weekend, and I was thinking about, oh, it'd be cool, you know, I could do this on Sunday with my friends, it'd be so dope. I'm not really speaking in great detail about what I'm up to, but I will tell you when it happens, because it's going to be so awesome, and so in service to the planet. I realized that even in that visualization where I saw myself with my friends and hanging out, it wasn't even about them. Because I still just hang out with myself that way. That's how you know you've hit jackpot on the goal. So let's go back, because I'm coaching you here. What is enough when it doesn't matter what anybody thinks? When you will beg God for it. When you feel cracked wide open. When all of a sudden something you thought was so like, this is what it is, I want this, I gotta have it this way. When you ask yourself again, what is enough? You uncover a new piece of information and you suddenly feel a sense of relief. You suddenly feel lighter. You suddenly feel more hopeful. It suddenly seems possible for you. because you got out of your own way. You stopped seeing yourself through the lens of victimhood. You stopped seeing yourself through the lens of how other people might perceive you, and you started to really show up and love yourself. Well, that's when magical things start to happen in your life. And getting there sometimes is not the most easiest path, but if you stay on the path, you will get there. So I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. I'm an intuitive. I'm a coach. I'm here to serve you. Check out my summer package, 12 sessions, 3 months. Use them however way you like. It'll be amazing. Until next time, visit me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care.